After 4 years of drought, small towns in western Queensland are struggling. As we continue our road trip this week, we've come to Augathella, a town that's struggling to maintain its identity as its population slowly leaves. Cecil Russell has lived in Augathella since he was born 77 years ago. In the 1980s, the town was full, 600 permanent residents, and it was almost impossible to get a drink in the pub for the crush of shearers on a Friday night. Today, he and his friends sit on the pub veranda and reminisce about the good old days.
This was the main road once.
Like a lot of places in western Queensland, the days of flood here seem a long time ago, and so do the boom times. The shearing industry has all but gone, and there are now just 300 people in Augathella. Many of the businesses have closed, and there are few, if any, job opportunities for young people. But Cecil says Augathella is doing well compared to some other towns in western Queensland. He took me for a stroll down Main Street.
I'm Cecil Russell and I've lived in Augathella all my life. I was born here and have no intentions of moving anywhere too soon.
So you would have seen a lot of changes in the town over that time?
Oh yeah, we've seen a lot of big changes too, yeah. Not for the good, unfortunately, but like other western towns, we've seen a big decline. And that's over a lot of years. So you go back to probably 20, 25 years before, till that wool industry and when it collapsed and... That was the start of it, I think, and the shearers and all them people that lived in town, a lot of them had moved away.
And what sort of impact has that had on the town?
Oh, well, it just had a financial impact as much as, you know, we've got a great supermarket across the street from where we are here, but they're controlled by the numbers of people that they've got to sell to, haven't they? You know, it's a wonderful little town, I think. You know, we've got a lot of things going for us. We've got a very well-kept hospital with good staff. We've got a permanent doctor, and he's got his little surgery, and we've got a good school.
There must come a point, mustn't there, where the town gets too small to support a school and a hospital. Is that a worry for you?
Well, that is my worry. That is my worry if we lose that doctor, because at the moment there are people that, because we've got a doctor and a hospital and all that, are even willing to come here to live. There's some older people have already done that and they've bought houses in here and they like it. It's quiet, there's no crime, it's just a good place to live. But unfortunately, the younger people have moved away, a lot for education, a lot for job opportunities, and if we could put all to that, but I don't know how. We need industry of some sort, but there's nothing, you know, here that we can... No industries. Sometimes even there's a lot said about coal seam gas and all that sort of thing, but sometimes if you had a resource, well, it'd make a big difference to the town.
Mm. Well, here we are on the main street of the town. How's it changed in all that time since you've been here? It must look a bit different than it did.
Well, it did, because we had a full-time garage over there. You know, with that garage over there employed probably 10 or 12 people. They had salesmen, panel beaters, spray painters, mechanics, and it's been closed for quite a few years. The building next door to with Smiley on there, that was our picture show years ago. We used to have the movies there. And we did have a bank and we had a bakehouse. We had two cafes. And we've got no cafes now, no bank, bakehouse.
Yeah, and what you've got left is, well, it's been a long time since they've sold cars out of the garage. Oh,
yeah, it's a long time. Yeah.
And there's a motel and there's a pub, basically. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. We've got a lot for us, but... It's just that we haven't got the people.
And you've obviously been involved at a senior level in the town administration, and over the years you've been on the council. How do you feel about what's happened to the place?
Oh, I'm saddened by what's happened to it, but I think we're holding our own compared to some other little towns, though. We've still got, you know, all these amenities that I spoke of earlier, and as long as we don't lose more children and schools start to lose teachers and that, we'll survive. But how do we get people here? That's what we need.
What's the answer, do you think?
Well, I don't know whether there is an answer. I think you'd have to have some resource, wouldn't you? There's a, if you could get that sawmill reopened, but that's gone by the board now. It's not going to happen. There may be a little bit of a upturn in the shearing industry if these dogs are got rid of and the cluster fences come into being, but I don't know. They will breed more sheep, but whether they're going to employ more shearers or some of them are just breeding meat sheep now, so there's probably not as much shearing there. So I don't know, Michael, what it is, what we can do.
Augathella resident Cecil Russell.